Hi friends, welcome back to Wonder Wings and Wisdom, where we explore the principles that guide us towards fulfilling the successful life. I am Aditya Matapati, and today let's dive into the fundamental principle that underpins all great achievement, self-discipline. We will explore this concept through the lens of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich and other influential thinkers, uncovering various definitions and perspectives on self-discipline. Self-discipline is a cornerstone of personal and professional success. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill describes self-discipline as the ability to control your emotions, behaviors, and desires in the face of external demands to achieve a higher goal. Hill emphasizes that without self-discipline, all other principles of success are useless. Let's break down what self-discipline means according to some of history's great minds. First, let's consider Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, who famously said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle's perspective highlights the importance of consistency in practicing self-discipline. It's not a one-time effort, but a continuous process of making the right choices that align with your goals. Next, we have Stephen R. Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, who defines self-discipline as the ability to make and keep promises and commitments. Covey emphasizes the importance of integrity and trustworthiness, starting with the promises we make to ourselves. He believes that self-discipline builds character and fosters a sense of inner peace and self-respect. Now, let's turn to Will Smith, the acclaimed actor and motivational speaker, who views self-discipline as self-love. He says, "Self-discipline is the definition of self-love. When you say that you love yourself, that means that you have behavior toward yourself that is loving." Smith's approach ties self-discipline to the care and respect we show ourselves in making decisions that promote our well-being and long-term happiness. From a more contemporary perspective, Jacko Willink, a retired Navy SEAL and author of Discipline Equals Freedom, argues that discipline is the pathway to freedom. According to Willink, the constraints we impose on ourselves through discipline actually lead to greater freedom and control over our lives. This might seem paradoxical, but by being disciplined, we gain the freedom to achieve our goals and live life in our own terms. Now, let's explore how we can cultivate self-discipline in our daily lives. Here are some actionable steps. 1. Set clear goals. Having a clear vision of what you want to achieve makes it easier to stay disciplined. Write down your goals and revisit them regularly to keep them fresh in your mind. 2. Create a routine. Establishing a daily routine can help reinforce disciplined behavior. Consistency is the key, so make sure your routine aligns with your goals. 5. Celebrate small wins. Recognize and reward yourself for small achievements along the way. This positive reinforcement can boost your motivation and commitment. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that self-discipline is not about being harsh on yourself. It's about loving yourself enough to make choices that lead to long-term success and happiness. It's a daily practice, a habit that, once cultivated, becomes a powerful tool in your arsenal. Thank you for joining me on Wonder, Wings and Wisdom. Until next time, keep striving, keep disciplined, and let your inner strength guide you towards your dream.